Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most important topics you'll face in your listening exam, vocal music. Whether you're studying Area of Study 5, Conventions of Pop, or Area of Study 3, Rhythms of the World, understanding how voices work and how to describe them precisely is absolutely essential for picking up marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Before we start, here's what we're covering today. First, the core concepts you need to know cold, then the key terminology that examiners are looking for, after that, exam tips and the most common mistakes students make, then a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself, and finally, a summary to lock it all in. Let's go. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the big picture. In your OCR GCSE music listening exam, you'll be asked to describe, identify, and compare vocal music across different genres and time periods, from 1950s rock and roll right through to contemporary pop and world music. The examiners want you to use precise musical language. Vague answers like, "the singing sounds emotional," will not earn you marks. Specific answers like, "the vocalist uses melisma on the word love, singing multiple notes on a single syllable, which adds expressive intensity." That's what gets you credit. So let's build your vocabulary from the ground up. Word setting. This is about the relationship between the notes and the syllables of the words. There are two key terms here, and you must know both. Syllabic word setting means one note per syllable. Think of how you'd sing "Happy Birthday." Each syllable gets its own note. It's clear, direct, and often used in pop music to make lyrics easy to understand. Melismatic word setting, or melisma, is when a single syllable is stretched across multiple notes. Think of Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston holding one word and running through a whole cascade of pitches. Gospel music, R&B, and soul are full of melisma. It creates an expressive, emotional, sometimes virtuosic effect. Here's a memory hook for you. Syllabic equals simple. One syllable, one note. Melisma equals many. Many notes, one syllable. S for simple, M for many. Vocal techniques. Now let's talk about the specific techniques singers use. Falsetto is when a male singer uses his upper register to produce a high, light, airy tone. Think of the Bee Gees, or more recently, Justin Timberlake. It's distinctly different from the normal chest voice and creates a breathy, almost fragile quality. Vibrato is a rapid, slight fluctuation in pitch, a gentle wobble on sustained notes. It's used to add warmth and expression. Classical singers use it extensively, but you'll also hear it in pop and soul. Portamento, sometimes called a glide or a slide, is when the voice slides smoothly from one pitch to another, rather than jumping cleanly. It's very common in jazz and soul, and it creates a fluid, expressive connection between notes. Belting is powerful, chest voice singing at high pitches. Think of Adele, Beyoncé, or the big moments in a power ballad. It's loud, resonant, and emotionally intense. Examiners specifically credit this term in the context of power ballads in Area of Study 5. Scat singing is a jazz technique where the vocalist improvises using nonsense syllables, doo-wah, shooby-doo, rather than words. It treats the voice like an instrument. Think Ella Fitzgerald or Louis Armstrong. Rapping is rhythmic, speech-like delivery of lyrics over a beat. It's central to hip-hop and has influenced pop music from the 1980s onwards. Examiners credit this term in the context of hip-hop and contemporary pop. Vocal textures. This is where many candidates lose marks by confusing terms. Let's be really clear. Unison means all voices are singing exactly the same note at the same time. It creates a powerful, unified sound. Think of a choir all singing the same melody together. Harmony means voices are singing different notes simultaneously, but notes that work together musically. Backing vocals in pop music almost always use harmony. They sing a different pitch to the lead vocal, creating a fuller, richer sound. Here's the key distinction, examiner's test. Unison equals same notes. Harmony equals different notes. If you mix these up in a comparison question, you will lose marks. Call and response is a texture where a phrase sung by one voice or group, the call, is immediately answered by another voice or group, the response. It's deeply rooted in African musical traditions and is central to gospel, blues, and much world music. You'll also hear it in pop and R&B. A cappella means voices only, no instrumental accompaniment whatsoever. Think of a barbershop quartet or the opening of a gospel song before the band comes in. Production effects on vocals. In Area of Study 5, you also need to recognize how technology affects the voice. Reverb adds a sense of space and echo. It makes the voice sound like it's in a large room or hall. It's used extensively in pop production to add warmth and depth. Delay creates a repeated echo effect. The voice is heard again slightly after the original, sometimes multiple times. It's used for dramatic effect. Auto-tune is pitch correction software that adjusts the vocalist's pitch to be perfectly in tune. When used subtly, you might not notice it. When used heavily, think T-Pain or early 2000s pop, it creates that distinctive, robotic, processed vocal sound. Examiners will credit you for identifying auto-tune as a production technique. Vocal range and melody. When describing a vocal melody, don't just talk about the words, talk about the music. Is the melody stepwise, moving in small adjacent intervals, or angular, leaping between notes that are far apart? Is the vocal range narrow, staying within a small number of notes, or wide, spanning an octave or more? These are the kinds of observations that earn marks in Describe and Analyze questions. Section 2, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, now let's talk strategy. Here are the things that separate the students who get top marks from those who don't. Tip 1, always use the correct technical term, not a description of how it sounds. Don't write, "the singer goes up and down on one word." Write, "the vocalist uses melisma, singing multiple notes on a single syllable." The term is worth the mark. The description alone is not. Tip 2. Don't confuse texture with timbre. Texture is about how the layers of sound interact, homophonic, polyphonic, unison, call and response. Timbre is about the quality or color of the sound, raspy, breathy, nasal, warm. These are different musical elements. Mixing them up is one of the most common mistakes in the listening exam. Tip 3, in comparison questions, particularly question 8 in the OCR listening paper, you must explicitly state the comparison. Don't just describe track A and then describe track B separately. Say, track A uses backing vocals in harmony, whereas track B uses unison singing. The word whereas, or in contrast, signals to the examiner that you are making a direct comparison, and that's what earns the marks. Tip 4, don't use non-musical adjectives to describe mood. Happy, sad, angry. These are not musical terms and will not earn marks on their own. Instead, link the mood to a specific musical element. The major key and up-tempo rhythm create an uplifting, celebratory mood. Now you've got the mood and the musical reason for it. That's a mark-worthy answer. Tip 5. Listen for the relationship between the lead vocal and the accompaniment. Is the voice dominant, clearly the most prominent element, or is it woven into the texture, blending with the instruments as an equal layer? This kind of observation shows sophisticated listening and will impress examiners. Tip 6, know your genres and their vocal conventions. Power ballads, belting, wide range, melisma, hip-hop, rapping, rhythmic delivery, spoken word, gospel and soul, call and response, melisma, powerful dynamics, world music, may include choral textures, call and response, non-Western scales. Being able to link a vocal technique to its genre context shows real musical understanding. Section 3, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Right, here we go. Quick fire questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the term for singing multiple notes on a single syllable? The answer is melisma. Question 2. What is the difference between unison and harmony? Unison means all voices sing the same note. Harmony means voices sing different notes simultaneously. Question 3. Name the vocal technique where a male singer uses his upper register to produce a high, airy tone. That's falsetto. Question 4. What does a cappella mean? Voices only, no instrumental accompaniment. Question 5. What production effect adds a sense of space and echo to a vocal? Reverb. Question 6. In a comparison question, what must you always do when describing two tracks? Explicitly state the comparison. Use words like whereas or in contrast to. Question 7, what is portamento? A smooth slide or glide between two pitches. Question 8, what term describes powerful chest voice singing at high pitches, common in power ballads? Belting. How did you do? If you got all 8, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. The key is to keep testing yourself until these terms come automatically. Section 4, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's bring it all together. For OCR GCSE music vocal music, here are your non-negotiables. Know your word setting terms, syllabic and melismatic. Know your vocal techniques, falsetto, vibrato, portamento, belting, scat, rapping. Know your vocal textures, unison, harmony, call and response, a cappella. Know your production effects, reverb, delay, auto-tune. Know how to describe vocal melody, stepwise or angular, narrow or wide range. And in the exam, always link your observations to the musical effect. Don't just name the technique, explain what it does. Remember, examiners are looking for precision, not quantity. One well-explained, correctly termed observation is worth more than five vague descriptions. You've got this. Keep listening actively to music, not just for enjoyment, but analytically. Ask yourself, what techniques is the singer using? What texture is this? How does the production affect the vocal? The more you practice active listening, the more natural it will feel in the exam. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. You're doing brilliantly.